in front of your face. Show me like this book that you have it. Okay. Yeah, can be
iPad. I have the PDF of the book.
Yes. Everybody, please. Show me that you have a textbook and you have an electronic version. Okay. Risa Jane, show me your textbook, please. Zaini, where is your textbook? Julian, where is your textbook? Omar, where is your textbook? Show me your textbook. Show me, please. Okay, show me. Colin, show me, please. Andrew, show me. Keep showing. I need to have whole screen that everybody has it. Andrew and Marlene.
It's in my screen.
Keep it, please. Keep it. Okay. And Philip, please. Andrew. Marilyn, please. Andrew. And Risa Jane. Okay. Andrew Wang. Philip. I can.
Yeah, I have a PDF.
Now show me.
My camera's on. Can you see?
Yes, Jero. I haven't seen yours. Andrew McGenna is okay. Julian is okay. Omar is okay. Colin, you show it to me, right? Colin. Okay. Risa Jane, where is yours? Where is
it's
yours?
It's right here. I have it.
I cannot see yours. Okay. What do you have? A book? Because it's not
yes,
book. Okay, you are fine. Okay, Jairo, show me, please. Okay, Marilyn is okay. You have electronic for Jairo. I need to see Paulina. I need to
see. Yeah, I have a PDF of the book.
Okay, yes, it's okay. You are okay. Paulina, please.
This is a PDF also.
Okay, show it to me. I cannot see it. And Nguyen, please show me. Andrew. Both Andrews. Oh, Megana, did you show me? Oh, you have it. Oh, I can see it. Okay. Andrew Wang, I cannot see it.
I sent you a screenshot of my textbook.
No, you need to show it to me now.
Well, I can show you too physically.
What do you have? You have a soft copy, PDF?
Yeah, PDF.
On your desktop or on your what?
Yeah, desktop.
Okay. Philip, Nguyen, where do you have your textbook? Philip, where do you have your textbook?
Right here.
On your, as a
PDF? See that?
Okay. This is a PDF? What is this?
Yeah. That's the PDF.
Show me page. Okay. This is the page for the project? What is the page number?
67, 66, 65.
67?
Yeah.
Yes, 67. Yes, I saw it. Okay. And, okay. And I miss one. Three multiplied by four is 11. And one student is missing. Who is missing here? Omar, can you show me your, Omar, could you please show me your textbook?
Yes, give me a second.
Can you see it?
What is the page number?
I'm not sure because it doesn't have page numbers. I have to use the index to get to the pages.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking at the project you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Okay. Let's go back. Who is missing? One is missing. Okay, I will find out. And everybody has on your screen the lecture notes. Okay, that is 2:10. You need to develop at home. And 2:11 is very similar to 10. And we are on page now, where is hub 2:11 is 50, page 50. And page 50 consists of a header, as you see, and then navigation, but doesn't have hyperlinks, only space, home, space, room, space, events, space, and contact. Then you have a text, which is main, you see. Inside the main, you have a division. Division is an address. Inside division is an address. And then you have a footer. And you need to, this is 2:11. And the next 2:12, we will use hypertext. This is the most important reference. And you see A, anchor. And you put here inside beginning anchor and the end of anchor. Between anchors, beginning and end, we have a text to display. And it will be, the text will be hyper, underlined, will be underlined. Are you with me on page 80 of the PowerPoint? Okay, I will display for you, but you should be on page. Okay, let me display because this is the most important and that I am talking about. That you have a H reference, hypertext ref. Can you see it? My page 80, can you see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And equals, and in quote, contact HTML, that you will put it here, your menu for each element of menu, you put a syntax like this, H reference at the beginning, text to display, and ending A. And you can put, instead of contact, you can put any file name, any document, any photo, any PDF. And we have two kind of links. Absolute link, when you specify in HTRF reference, you specify the website name, Yahoo, for example, and display underscored underline Yahoo. Or relative link is, for example, index, or you can have path. We will be talking about the path on your computer. That means a directory path or folder path. And let's take a look at the next slide. I am on page 82. In 82, you see, this is, we have hreference laverne.edu, and laverne.edu is not display as a laverne, it's display whatever you text between anchors. Click here to go to our homepage. But when you move over your mouse, it will display tooltip. You see tooltip? I can show you my cursor homepage link. Can you see my cursor for tooltip?
Yes.
Okay. And why we have this tooltip? Because it is another attribute. At the beginning of Anchor, we put type equals home page link. Home page link. This is the reason. You need to read it, these things. This is the HOP 212, very simple. You have a title and then H reference to Web Development Foundations. Nothing, one line of code, very simple. Next 12, you have a 12 and 13. 13 is the most important hub in our chapter. Why? Because we have three web pages, home, services, and contact. And you see them, right? They are connected. They are connected. We don't use arrow. That means both direction you can go. And now this is hub to 13, that we have a home. And if you click on home, you will get the same thing. You need to test. Very important. When you click on home, you are here. And what you have? Header, you have navigation, now hyperlinks. Anchor, anchor, anchor. Three anchors, three pairs of anchors. You have here, and the main, and footer. And remember, footer, when you put in your project, put your name. Otherwise, I could treat that you could copy from somebody else. Okay. And then the second one, you have in the textbook, three of pages, home, services, and contact. I am showing here too. You can even copy from here, right? Contact. Contact is the, when you click contact, that you could see the main part is here. Contract, Trillium Media Design, and email. But email doesn't have hyperlinks. And the next one, 214, has a hyperlinks, and that's it for hubs. Let's go to the next one. And this is 214, which is hyperlink. It has this hyperlink, you see. Let me show you one more time. This is hyperlink is here, is showing as an email, as a hyperlink. Let me show you how it's working. Hyperlink is hreference instead of document is putting mail to column. And then you have an email address in quote. And whatever you want to display, let's say me@hotmail.com, you can repeat what you want to display for the user when you, where do you want to contact you as a developer of the website. Checkpoints, what are special characters, what absolute values, links are, what relative links are. You have answers here. And 215, we went through 215. And then you have web resources. In the summary, we introduced you to HTML and HTML and show you our components of HTML and inline and block level formatting. And you will be using those skills over and over and create web pages. I especially address here, I did, it is not from the textbook, closing which are forbidden in HTML. They are not, they don't have closing. Image, input, break, horizontal line, frame, area, column, link, meta, parameters. And what is your project? could you please open your textbook on page 66 and page 66? Everybody can sit, page 66. You will need to develop and use hubs that you learn to develop two web pages, which are on page 67 and 69 and on my slide. You see, here you need to put your name, copyright, and put your name here. And there is a menu, home, menu, music, and jobs. For home, you have this one. For coffee, this one is a menu page. Is a menu page. Let me show you that you will not, you'll be able to know. Okay. This is pens. This is menu. And this one is home. And other are not implemented. What you are going to test? You have five items to test. Home, menu, music, jobs, and click on email. Five items, remember, five items to test. Even that we didn't provide music and jobs, you need to put in the table, a test table, that menu and jobs are not implemented yet. That you see, this is your project. In the future, this is in the future. You will have a code which will handle desktop, tablet, and smartphones. And you see wireframe for two columns here for the desktop. This is a wireframe for tablet. You see display is different. Menu is on the top. Here menu is on the left side. And the last one, wireframe smartphone, is menu is on the top with one column. But in the future. And others, this is different because we have four case studies. You will need to have only one. And we will be dealing only for whole semester Java Gym. And this is, you may omit the last page slide. I took some notes when I was on the attended seminar about HTML5 a few years ago, and they talk that videos and audios without plugins will be in HTML5 and happen, and graphics is included, canvas two-dimensional, and hardware accelerations included, and Adobe we don't need to use, and no flash is supported from Adobe. And this is the reason that Adobe became not very popular like used to be, because it was those things were included in HTML5. Any questions? No questions, that I can concentrate still on my on your project. Let me explain. Go to assignment.document, please. Go to my website and open up assignment.document. Okay, everybody is with me on assignment, that document. Let me wait for a moment and can you see my document?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you see, you need to validate using HTML validator. This is the very beginning. Oh, my power. Okay, and you see, we went today, you showed me a Hub 2.1, 2.8, and you developed Hub 2.9. At your home, there are two parts. You'll see this part that we are going through together in a moment. And here is a part which is a project. That means for the next time, you need to first, you need to finish your hubs for chapter 2, and which is 2.9, 13. This is, I need to correct also 14 and 15. I showed you 15, but I need to, and you need to post on your server. And we will be talking about setup web hosting in a moment. And if you have a problem with settings, web hosting, then you need to show me next time that you have on your device. A hub, a chapter 2, chapter 3, hub, from 1 to 6. We will have now not 15, in chapter 3 we have 11 hubs. And you need to show me 3.1 to 3.6 and have your project done. And be prepared for the quiz as well. Quiz from chapter 2. We had chapter 2 quiz today. Was chapter 1, which is right. Okay, and a case study. This is create Java web pages on page 66 to 70. And turn in your project according to project submittal. And I will show you project submittal. Let me go to show you project submittal. And this is guidelines. You go to guidelines, my website, and you will see all guidelines. And project submittal is the most important guideline. And this is document number 1, project submittal, called 1_ project submittal. Project submittal, you can open it up and see what is there. You see that at the very beginning, you'll see this description, a table of contents is clickable. You can use control and it's clickable. And a regular project description is 10%, design is 10%, screenshots 20%, website code is 45%, and test plan is 15%. That you are going to step by step to create a sitemap to define the logical page. Where is sitemap? On page 66, when you open, please open 66 page, Java Gem Coffee House, very beginning, website case study. We are talking about the first website case study, right? On. And you need to, what you need to do, you need to, in project submittal, you need to Give me cover page. This is project submit type. Click first, insert cover page. Cover page is we create for face-to-face course. This is not online. Course means online in sense of asynchronous. When I talk online, it was asynchronous. It was a week deadline and so on. That you go to guidelines and you have the file number one, cover page project grade rubric. Let's click on this one, cover page one, cover page here. And this one you can find on my materials from my home class website. And you'll see this is the things that you need to copy to your a Word document in order to have a project done. You have a code and you have a documentation. Document consists of Word project in Word document. And you need to put your email, your name and concentration. And you don't need to put a second name unless we have a group project. And then you have a rubric. You need to have a rubric. You need to put a rubric. This is your copy. You copy these things. Description 10%, and you have a design 10%, screenshot 20-45, and you have to have all those elements inside. Otherwise, you see reduction, how much it will be reduced. And that's it. This is just one page. And student project will be submitted at students.laverne.edu, and your user login, I just send it to you, and I will show you in a moment how it works. That this is the first page. Next pages is go to description. Design is 10. You need to give me your screenshot of your organization of your project. Let's say you have an index and menu and document. This is the document, and it is taken from a server. You put it on the server and you have a screenshot. If you have a problem with server, only first time, I will forgive you if you have it. You need to give me your local screenshot from your computer. And screenshot of all web pages. You need to have all pages. Screenshot and with validation code, HTML validator. And website code, you need to put it with highlighted circle references. So let me show you exactly what I ask, but I cannot post it because this is a solution. Let me template. Project 2, chapter 2. I think this one. Template. Project. In some place I have it. I can't see. Oh, I missed phase one, chapter two. Mm. Oh, at the end. At the end, I have it. Okay. Let's take a look at, please pay attention. In a moment, I will show you. But the last one is test plan and results. You see 15%. And include results in table 2 is a test plan and result. I will go through these things. Let's go to Project Submit Up. And I require for all my classes, that means you have a project layout and cover page, and you have a design website map. Please go to 66. You have a site map. It's showing here. It's showing here on 66. On page 67 is wireframe for this chapter. For this chapter. And then you see the order. First web page, you need to website map wireframe. A screenshot of your project file location. The group project contribution table is not applied because you are not in group at this point, in this moment. The first web page, web code, and validator screenshot. Second web page, third, and so on. And test plan. And that's it. Table 2, I have example, but let me show you this example, full example of one of the students. This is full example of what I ask from you. This is the cover page that you see, and one student here. Can you see it? Description. Can you see it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. This is the sitemap. This is the wireframe. And then this is the organization of the file. You have chapter 2, Java gem, and your name, and that document should be like this. It is written. What is the name of the document? And using pluses. And index HTML and menu, that HTML. This is the things. And then you need to have related to, let me show you here. On page, let's go how you have circles. Circles here. On page 67. On page 67, you have here is name, class, assignment, due date, problem. And then we have on page 67. Task 1, task 2. Task 1, it is a website folder. Task 2, the home page. And item 1, web page title. This is task 2-1, item 1. And circle, exactly what is related to. No cheating, please. This is should be exactly that you are aware what you are doing. And the next one is task 2 and dash 2. And then you have, for example, in my description of Project Submittal, I talk about item 4C, 4C, wireframe main content and code the following address, that you have a procedure, what to do. And if you have a problem, you just go to your chapter and or hub and take a look at. And this is very straightforward description for your project. And then so on, you'll see the same thing for the next. And then you see a checker for each one. And same second. And this is the table that I am asking you to provide, a table test. Table test is showing you each item is showing index. You need to test index, how many items, home, text, link. and then go to home page, menu text link, and goes to menu page. You see, these things means goes. And music text, job text link, and email. This one is showing next menu text link. You 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for each website, web page. Music is not implemented yet. Page not yet that you see it. That everything is there, and you need to just take a look at. And table two, if I go back to Project Submittal, I gave you this time full example of table for chapter two. You see project, _project_submittals_test_plan+ we screenshot chapter two documents. I gave you example. And then you have another example here, a generic example, and chapter 7 example template. And that project, one project test, submittal test plan. Let's go to guidelines, and then you will find out this one, one project temporal project submittal test, project submittal test, screenshot too. These things I already posted, uploaded, into using using software that I will ask you to do at home. Let me show you how to do it. Oh, you see, this is showing you. I put it good display in Chrome. You have four columns, and you could shrink it, your output. This one is showing for different website. Is not exactly Java Gem, but showing your idea. Any questions about the project? Okay, is it clear? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's not,
I think so.
Tell me which one is not clear. Okay. Let's know any answer. Okay. This is my assignment, that document. That is one more time. What you need to include: sitemap, website organization, screenshots, and put your credentials and circle it. Code of each web page screenshot in red with the number corresponding to specification number of the case study task, and include test table and test 5 hyperlinks in each table, in each page, 5 hyperlinks. But music is not implemented and contact is not implemented. And put the name of your file. Project is like this one, Java Gem, your initial first and your last name. And your project should be posted at here. Let me show you how to do it. This is the part is showing here in assignment.document. Assignment.document tells you set up web page hosting, that you need to set up web page hosting under http://studentslavern.edu. This is your, you need to add, I gave you user, everybody received user and password, right? User and password, user login and password. That your website consists of http://studentslavern, plural, and add and tilde user login, your user login. You put it, and then each time when you open Word document, press escape key. Remember, anytime, because that will give you, you can navigate from top to down every time. And my guidelines for set web hosting is perfect. Means that I gave you for each step, almost each step, I gave you screenshots. Let's go and see, and to and show you in a moment. Let's go to This is already there. It's called WinSCP. WinSCP. This is the WinSCP that I am using for uploading to GoDaddy.com. They removed me from ULV server because they it is too serious and they cannot give you big security, and they ask and pay for this that I could go to GoDaddy.com. Okay, but for you is perfect. It's perfect. Let me go to guidelines, and guidelines has Windows SCP. I set up for you Windows SCP install application setup and everything. And if you open it up, I am opening from website, and it's taking more time. But remember, it's step by step, and I will show you in a moment. Forgive me if I need to go beyond our class schedule, because this is the crucial moment, and I want you to make sure that you know and you understand what is going on. And you need to have all those web pages, hubs and project. If you have a problem with setting web hosting, I will accept next week that if you were not able to post on the website and have screenshots, I will accept from your computer. Okay, what you need to do, you just click on this one and then download Windows SCP. When you download Windows SCP, it's very straightforward. You don't need to do anything here. This is a description, a little bit of description. And you go to URL, and then you need to every time go to the original website. Otherwise, you could expect that piggyback that you could take some software from another company, which can be for the purpose of hackers. And you see Windows SCP 5.17, and then you scroll down and click on download. When you click on download, you need to click later on install it, and it's straightforward. And you may save on your desktop, save it, follow instruction, click shortcut, and then so on. And I show you exactly what you need to do. When you open, say you click new site, let me show you Windows SCP. You got it, you click on Windows SCP. And let me show you. I click it and wait, too slow. And you see here what happened. It is showing a new site on the top left side. I click new site, and then you need to fill out whatever I put here. SFTP students.lavern.edu, remember, host name, port number 1776, user login from my I created for each student. I send you login and password. Login and password. You need to put login and password. And save it. Please save it. When you click save it, you need to login. Let me show you this one. You see, it's already filled out, our student, and they put username and password. You can add it if you have some problem. Remember, plural, students, and click login. When you log in, you'll see it's going through a process of connection to our Laverne. And when you have it, I ask you to Oh, you go to click login. First time they ask you to save password. If you want to save, you can save. I saving password. That next time is much faster. That I show you the first time screen. And next, what you need to do, or you may save password, click OK, click login to connect. You will get screen below. And you will get screen. Can you see the screen below? It's a public _HTML. Let me put a little bit bigger that you see. Can you see it? Public _HTML. And now when you have public.html, you need to, this is the situation that you have on the left side is real one. This is my tutorial for you. And can you see it? Public. And click on public and create computer science_218. You will create. How to create? Right click and you have new directory. Not folder, directory. They call directory is synonym, directory and folder. New. And the next one, when you create, click on computer science 218 and create now up to chapter 2, 3, 4 until chapter 15 and project_chapter 2, 3 and so on, that you create all those things. You see here, item 2023. This is the things that this is designed for you. Those notes, it's not necessary. I need to remove those notes. This is from, okay. And then next, the yellow is not true now. Yellow is not valid. And you need to create like I show you on the left side, you see. And all those things you created and create final project. And next, you need to upload your Hubs chapter 2. For Hub chapter 2, you see Hub chapter 2 and a project chapter 2. Hub chapter 2, I ask you to not like here. You need to put 2.1, 2.2 directories, 15 directories that I can go to any directories and see your Hubs. See your Hubs. And same thing for project 2. From project 2, I can, you see chapter 2, project 1, JavaScript. Let me show you. When I have, let's say I have index here, let me show you. You can do drag and drop. Let me show you. Okay, and menu. And I have in directly on my computer, on the computer science 218. And then I have those files and I don't have here, let's remove it. And I don't have any files. I remove it, right click, you can remove it. I can click, you can remove it. And you can drag and drop from any place. I can drag and drop, you see now, I can index, I can drag and drop, and index should show, and menu, I can drag and drop. And this way is very easy. And you have a documentation here. Documentation is my, I can go and open it, right click, and I can open the documentation, your project documents. And now, how can be tested? And let me finish here. This is the things that 2.1, 2.2, those, this is for Hubs, you see Hubs. And I show you, this took me a lot of energy to do it, but I would like you to succeed in my class and be sure what is going on. And and this is a project, right? Example of project and test. How you could test? How you can test? You can test using http://studentslearn.edu, and you need to put user login, which I send it to you. Let's test it. This website, I put it here. This is the user and tilde and username. User here is y something. And when I click on it, I can test the website. And website gives me computer science to 18 showing, and I can test whatever is here. And I can test Hub 2.2. And if I have I can test it, and I can test project. Project 2, let's say I can click design, and let's say okay, I can click it on it, and I can test it, right? And that is working fine. And then I can go to website in project 2, you can see right away running project. And you see home and menu and music jobs is not working yet. And I am able to give you a screenshot to your instructor. Close this one, but you put your name, last name here. Let me remove it because somebody can pick up the website name. And okay, and I need to remove it, this part only. Other things you can keep it. Okay, is it clear for you what you need to do? And you have my guidelines, Windows SCP install. If you, for some reason, you are in Mac, you need to use, let me see if I post it. The universal one I have here, universal one, is a FileZilla is universal, is using also Mac. Windows SCP is not implemented on Mac. Let me close it. A project. If you have a FileZilla, I need to put. We don't support practically Mac, but I will put it. Where to go to it's number one, Windows SCP. Can you see Zilla, FileZilla? And at the end of the book is also a reference to FileZilla as that you could use. But I have at the very beginning, you need to use my guidelines, and then you can follow guidelines for Windows SCP. Let me see date modified.
Professor, I have to get going.
Okay, this one, FileZilla, I will post it. Any questions? Are you okay with everything what I said? I need you to post your hubs today or tomorrow. And I need to, final deadline is to post all hubs is Monday, next week. Monday, next week for your project and for your all hubs. but I would like to see the hubs do today was 8 hubs or with number 9, that 9 hubs you could post it and try to use first 9 hubs according to my document. Okay, any questions? And I am just, you see, drag and drop, and I am giving for FTP file is coming. For those, how many of you are not using Windows-based operating system? How many of you? Okay, everybody? Okay.
Can you repeat that?
Let me see, we have 10. One student still is missing. Okay. Is it clear so far? And I would like you, Philip Nguyen, could you please stay after class? When everybody be gone, I would like you to stay because I need to talk to you, Philip Nguyen. Okay, and goodbye and have a nice week and productive week. If you have any questions related, remember most problems students have when they misspelled. You need to follow my instruction, but if you misspell your login or password, that you will not be able to post, but it is relatively very simple tool, Windows SCP of FileZilla. I have FileZilla also implemented here. It's working fine. It's a little bit different. You see, let me show you if you are interested in this one. But you can use FileZilla as well, and I have to FileZilla. This is also site manager. You use site manager as well, J Spectrum. Let's say I am connecting now with not connection. Okay, sitemap manager. Let me go to site manager. This is the site manager that I have two, J Spectrum and the first one that I showed you. And the parameters are the same. And if I click like students, you see port, students lavern.edu, password, and then click connect. And then when we are able to connect, that is showing here, connected to studentslavern.edu. And if everything is okay, I should be able to see my students. Let's click okay. And all those things, what is going on is here. And I show you today public HTML of the same student. And if you click on public, you'll see additional directory, computer science 218. And then on the left side is your computer, all your pages, file name on your computer. On the right side is your remote server or your computer remote. And if you click showing who is the owner, and if you see you hub, you see hub, all hubs and project underscore, and use the same model, same characters, hub underscore, CH 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, project underscore, proj, proj underscore, CH 2, 3, 4. Each character counts, okay? Okay? Okay, have a nice week, and if you have a problem with connecting with the web server, let me know. and everything should be straightforward. For HAP, you have an instruction, you have a textbook, and you have a exactly procedure, step by step, and you need to come back to a chapter if you tell you introduce a footer, and footer tells you exactly that you need to put footer name, street name, and city name, and telephone number. They gives you almost everything. Any questions? No questions. I'm sorry for keeping you over time. Next time will be not like this, and I hope we can save later when we have a chapter where we have not even 10 hubs. We will have even 5 or 6 hubs. That will be much easier later on. Okay. Okay, thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, you are alone, and yes, there are you have already a textbook, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are why you haven't developed your HAP 1, 2, 3, 2, 8 for today? HAP means hands-on practice exercises. Why you haven't developed? You didn't provide today HAP 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, this is I'm doing it right now on my PC right here.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay, but you were
on the
Okay. Did you did you finish HAP 1, HAP 2.1, Hello World? Have you finished?
Yeah, I finished. Finished. Yeah.
Can you show me the Hello World?
Oh. Go. You see it?
No. It's something about I cannot see. Do you? Oh, now I can see it. Something that you have some code probably over there. You highlighted the Hello World? You highlighted. Okay. And you need to have a output and the code, right? The output and the code.
Yeah.
And you need to use on your, no, you don't have camera. That means you need to use on your tablet. You need to use, you need to develop, use editor on your tablet. And tablet is iPhone, no, iPad. What is your tablet? What
I'm tablet? Using MacBook.
MacBook.
I'm using okay. MacBook.
And you don't have a Windows-based computer, right?
Oh, my PC is the Windows.
Mm-hmm. But can you buy a camera and connect Windows. And connect to your desktop if you buy camera?
I'll buy one. I'm gonna order right now because I'm gonna use it. Yeah, because
okay.
I usually use my PC for all the work. Yeah, I'm gonna buy the camera soon. Yeah,
but this is a Windows based PC, right? Windows.
Yeah.
PC. Okay. That Windows, you you have already camera, right? For PC, or you order it? Do you have it camera?
I need to order
it. You haven't ordered it yet.
No, I need to order
it. Okay. Okay. That you are going to order it. That you will have everything in on PC, right? That you have for okay. And in the PC you will use Notepad, and text editor is for Mac. Text editor is for Mac. To meantime to develop hub. Hands-on practice exercise 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 until 15. You can use, like today's students, one student told us text edit is instead of Notepad. We use Notepad, and we will be using Notepad++ on the desktop next time. Or you can use, this is the way. And and my question is, are you able to catch up all those things by Monday next week to have all hubs and also hubs for 6 hubs for chapter 3 and project?
I will finish everything by not Monday, but probably by
weekend.
This weekend? No, this week.
Okay. Okay.
Next. Yeah, but is there any ways that I can redo the quiz?
Oh, quiz.
Because this are afternoon.
Are you prepared for?
Because quiz?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes. No. Go ahead.
Oh, because when I go to check, I asked you, was that the chapter 1 quiz? And you say something more like chapter 2, and I thought I had to skip the chapter 1 quiz, so I skipped the chapter one.
But it was displayed only one. But it was displayed only one chapter on 1 week. We don't have display. Let me show you. This is display is only 1 week. It's not 2 weeks. That means it's week one. You cannot go to week two. Maybe I allowed after 10 p.m. today, but not now when you went to. Are you prepared now to take a quiz? I can switch to allow you for 15 minutes. Can you take quiz? Okay, because today is due date.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, after 10.
After 10 o'clock?
Sure, I'll do it right now.
Okay, not right now. I need to set up. Give me 5 minutes.
Sure.
Okay, I need to set up because you will be, okay, let me set up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll finish everything as soon as possible. The latest is Monday.
Okay, but I have a question before we I activate quiz for you. And I have a question about 378. Yeah. 378 required you to install Visual Studio, which will be used for whole semester. And even for the next class.
Yeah, I already have that.
Oh, you have it? Visual Studio?
I already have the VST. Yeah, I have it already.
Okay, 2019 on your desktop, right? You have on your desktop?
I believe. Yeah, let me check. Which one is this?
Visual Studio 2019. And I gave instruction in assignment that document. And you need
to... Yes, both be... the instruction?
Yeah, assignment that document. Like we have assignment that document for 218. For 378, you go to my website, classes.jgspectrum.com, and scroll down to classes 378 and go to assignment that document. Everything is there. Can you go? And see it?
Give me once.
Yeah, meantime, I will set up for you. This is an exception. This will be an exception this one is.
Yeah, I see the assignment for B78.
Okay. And you need to follow, you need to go to and run programs in chapter 3 and have a base on one of program. You need to do project. Project is very easy when you follow instructions, but you testing is very important. Testing, you need to read it. It's based on, I gave you reference to the program that you can expand, because the program is adding two or three numbers and display it, and you need to expand this program from the textbook. And it is showing, you need to follow, it is good to follow the first program from chapter 3 and follow it. And what is done, we have, reproduce those programs from the textbook, and we showed on how to run them. But it is not how to run them. How to reproduce means copy each statement and put into Visual Studio and run it. And also, it is important that you could find on YouTube how to use the first program in C sharp. You can find out YouTube. For these things, if you feel that you couldn't follow the textbook for the very first chapter 3 program, is it clear?
Yeah.
Is it clear for you? Okay.
What is the password for the PowerPoint?
There is no password
for the PowerPoint when I download.
No. There is no password. You click read only. When you pop up, you see that you can click on another button. Read only. You see?
Oh, okay.
You click on it and then you will see it. Yes? Can you see it?
Yeah, PowerPoint? Yeah, I see it.
Okay, you can see it. Okay, great. There is no password to read it. You only need to have password when you modify, but you don't need to modify. Let me go to publishing on the web or modules, and I need to set up for you in this moment. Okay. It's cranking. I need to go to our university website. is coming. I think you were only, where are you? Are you over there? Okay, oh, it's not correct password.
Just yeah, I'm here.
Zero. You were lucky that you are password, just a moment. What was I think it's this one. Oh wow, no. One more time. Okay, I think it's coming, will be coming. Yes, will be coming. Ah. Okay, let me see what I can do for you. And it's not easy because I need to change settings. Okay, portal, Blackboard. And I am giving you a chance to make up quick lines. Let's see. Blackboard. That you were only one that complained that I didn't record the lectures, right? Because there are students, FERPA, there is a FERPA. When I ask students to show their work, they complain sometimes they cannot be recorded, and I didn't tell you, but it is a serious problem when they show and maybe they don't like to show and record their work if they didn't finish their work, and this is the problem, and will be you complain to the dean, but he will not know yet how we can solve a problem, because this is the problem that students sometimes complain according to regulations that some part cannot be recorded because students can accuse accuse university for a lot of money if you have a recording, and this is the problem. I am still waiting for to activate your quiz in a moment.
Because sometimes when you're doing the lecture, It's kind of lag, you know, like sometimes we can't even hear you, and the internet turned off, but it's okay.
Every time I will ask students if you cannot hear me, and I will have a leader that should report to me, and I can go back and to repeat the part which is problem with the internet.
Okay, but yeah.
We will see which part I can sure. recall. We'll see. It is in progress with the why it's not showing me courses. Let's see courses. It's coming. Sometimes not very fast. That you saw today are all hubs, right? And students were developed those hubs. And how do you feel? Was it difficult or not difficult?
Well, to be honest, I kind of know how to do those already.
How to develop those hubs? How to create those hubs?
Yeah, I kind of know the basic of it. Yeah, but I understand, yeah.
Okay, that you need to follow the textbook because hubs, you need to follow exactly what they ask you for hubs. And you need to go.
Yeah, it's because I was kind of lost today, so I didn't know.
Okay.
We're supposed to do the hubs, but now I'll do everything right now. So I'll be done everything by next month.
Still, is week one is open. Let me set up for week one, and in week one has a quiz chapter one only. Quiz chapter one, because this is quiz chapter one.
Yeah.
Chapter two will be next week. This is correct. We have a chapter one quiz is correct, and let me change. Options availability, and let me put time for now. Let me put this is 5:25. This is 10 o'clock. Let's put 10:15 will be closed. 10:15 will be closed. And you will see the results right away at 10:15. I need to set up 10:15. And okay, we'll see the results. Okay, submit. And now you should be able to get into.
All right, let me try. Okay. All right, thank you.
What do we know? But let me see. I see you. I don't know that you could take one more time. You have taken today. And you have a grade. I don't think that you could be doing. Can you do it one more time? Our system will not allow you. You can try it because I set up for you, but I don't know because you have taken already. Everybody has taken already. Everybody. And
it's okay.
Are you able to take it?
It's only 10 minutes, right?
Are you able to take it?
No, I can't.
Yeah, they block you. They block you. You have four points You have 4 points out of 10. This is that you have taken. Okay? And the system doesn't allow you. And other students are in different range, but it's okay. You have at least 4 points, right?
Yeah.
Each point it counts, okay? Okay, are you okay?
I'm good now, yeah.
Okay. Okay, have a nice evening.
Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'll see you. Yeah.